It's 7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Joining me on the line for a recap of last night's meeting is Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Give us the lowdown on last night's meeting.
Sure. So we started off with a postponement at 11 Ledge Road. That's a coastal subdivision in Old Greenwich, postponed, not discussed. We next had Round Hill Golf Club was looking to extend some of their long-term tent events over the summer. This one particularly is related to a tennis camp that they have, some shade for the kids. Last year, I think it was two summers ago, they came in for approval, and it was a shorter period. The program is popular. They're adding a few more weeks, so needs a few more weeks on the approval, and that was granted last night. We got into the public hearing, and I'll talk about them somewhat together, but I'll list them separately here. It is 3, 4, and 5 on our agenda. All of them are related to the properties owned by Greenwich Hospital, one at 1 and 3 Perry Ridge Road, the other at 5 Perry Ridge and 77 Lafayette. And the last one at 38 Lake. This is all related to the hospital's desire to create a Smilo Cancer Center in the current facility that they have at the hospital. To do that, and many probably remember a few years ago, there were two application requests to redevelop properties adjacent to the hospital now to build a new cancer center building. Those applications with the rezoning and special permit were denied by the commission for a number of reasons related to its lack of consistency with the town's plan of development and also its local zoning regulations. The suggestion then and is sort of being proceeded with now is can the hospital, if they need the cancer center or they desire to have the cancer center in Greenwich, can they do it within their existing facilities by reorganizing their space? And this is what that application's about. They are moving a lot of ancillary or non-essential services that are in the hospital to their satellite offices and properties in Greenwich and other places in the region. And that would open up space within the Watson Pavilion of the hospital to establish the Cancer Center, as well as replacing the Cohen Pavilion, which is the building at 77 Lafayette. So this is a sort of a comprehensive master plan for the hospital properties. Is before the commission for a number of reasons. Obviously, the hospital development is major, even though it's internal. It's over 20,000 square feet of change of use, which requires a special permit. And then the other two buildings are legally nonconforming office buildings in residential zones, and any change of use there to something that isn't exactly what was there before needs the commission to sign off on. So those were before the commission last night. A lot of talk about the comings and goings of the project, how many trips are being saved, so to speak, or reduced, if any, by reallocating the services, and how many would be increased by bringing in the Smilo Cancer Center here. Talking about some of the neighborhood issues with traffic in the general vicinity, not necessarily in front of the hospital, but the road network leading to it. Talking about how the ancillary buildings on this project would be or would or would not impact the neighborhood. Are we moving sort of loud and noisy things? Are we moving quiet and complementary things out from the building so that the neighborhood doesn't feel like there is a scope creep or expansion of the hospital into the residential neighborhood surrounding? And then just generally the need for this, the regulations of the town and the plan of conservation development talks about that the hospital and the services that are approved in town need to serve the immediate neighborhood, the immediate community, and not be only regional centers. And that was a discussion there. Is this a need in Greenwich? I don't think anyone would argue that cancer treatment affects everybody. But again, at the size and scope, is this a regional construct, or is this truly a health service that's being provided for the residents in and around Greenwich? So a lot of discussion, a lot of follow-up going on. There was a lot of data requests about need and updated traffic, and the applicant did a good job to sort of bridge that gap at the meeting, but a lot of stuff was submitted the day of, and so the commission, I think rightfully, said we're going to digest this and we will talk about it at another meeting. So those three together were left open and not decided. Then we get to application six at 91 Cherry Valley was postponed before the meeting. And then we moved on to 100 Clapper Ridge. Pickwick Properties was also postponed pre the agenda, so that was not discussed as well.
How about Burning Tree?
Burning Tree was... Did I skip over Burning Tree?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, goodness. Sorry.
You know what? I'll give you a mulligan in that one, okay?
Thank you. Well played, sir.
There we go.
All right. Burning Tree Country Club was back before the commission. They're looking to demolish or reconstruct their pool building and rebuild some of their pool facilities and also demo and reconstruct a paddle tennis building. Not new facilities, but just revamping them. Commission was comfortable with the design, and they approved it with conditions last night. Sorry about that. And then moving to 100 Clabbered Ridge, this is a new house in the subdivision there. They were waiting for some landscaping details and some environmental concerns to be addressed. Applicant addressed them satisfactorily, and the commission granted an approval with modifications there. And then lastly on the agenda, we had discussion items. Brunswick School at their King Street campus, the newer part of it, which is the middle school side, east side of the street, where Tudor Jones Investment used to be. They are looking to build or considering a text amendment to our regulations to allow a greater FAR for private schools in the zone, and their goal here is to build a indoor sports facility. From all descriptions that we saw last night, it's a full-size field, playing surface, either soccer or football, whatever your preference is, and they are trying to enclose it for a full season, all year sports training center. Discussion was mostly about the facets of the mechanisms to do that under the regulations, because as of right now, they would be over their floor area ratios or their gross floor numbers permitted in the zone, and they're looking to craft a regulation to permit schools to possibly build athletic facilities this size without having to seek variances or be denied under the regulation. So a lot of discussion. There was suggestion that this would be a community-type facility where others would be able to use it and the school would be open to it. They would not close themselves off. And obviously, first and foremost would be the Boys of Brunswick, but it could also be other institutions or other community groups that want to use the arena. I say arena, there's no seats. It is just a field with a roof on it. But that was the discussion last night. Nothing actionable, but just a beginning of a long-term discussion for possible amendments. So that was the end of our meeting at that point.
All right. When's the next meeting, and any preview on that?
Sure. Next meeting is the 20th. We'll be talking about projects at 5 Brook Ridge Drive, the corner of East Putnam and Brook Ridge. Multifamily development with a rezoning to an historic overlay. We will also be talking about 240 Greenwich Avenue. That's the space behind the parking lot behind Bank of America on the avenue along West Elm. We intend to talk about 106 Glenville Road, which is a subdivision it's Greenwich, but Glenville area. And then obviously the postponements here. The hospital will not be the one of these things, and the next meeting will likely be the June 3rd meeting, so stay tuned for that.
All right, and then one other thing, Pat, I think that you had a meeting a week ago, so was there a lawsuit? Was it on Mason Street, something approved, but they didn't like the way it was approved? Anything new on that?
Yeah, so the decision for the Mason Street affordable housing project at the bottom of Mason and Bruce Park was appealed by the applicant. They did not like some of the conditions the commission rendered. We are, for all intents and purposes right now, we're going to go to court on this, but there had been talks about, you know, reaching some settlement. So nothing has changed right now. We have been appealed, and they are not happy with the commission's conditions. So that's the status right now, but it could be resolved out of court if some meeting of the minds happens. So, but that's the story there.
All right, great. Pat, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a great day.
You too, Tony. Thank you.